All right, Sally, would you please call the roll?
Furness?
Here.
Winston?
Here.
Moore?
Here.
Rangel?
Here.
Stigers?
Here.
Youngquist?
Here. I would make look for a motion to approve the minutes. Thank you, Fran. Thank you, Elaine. Agenda and yes, approve the agenda. Sorry. I want to still say you still approve, Fran?
Yes.
Yes, Elaine? Yes. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. Thank you. We have nine items on the consent agenda. Does anyone have any questions about anything or?
The only correction I would like to make is on the month of February police report, calls of service year to date should be 666, not 327.
Okay, and that was on the police report?
Yep.
And you checked that with the
activities and the offense
what,
report.
What page was that, Fran?
I don't got page numbers. It's all on my computer.
Okay, that's fine.
It's right above the maintenance and construction department report. I already spoke with the chief about it, just a typo.
All right. With that correction, does anyone want to make the motion to accept or to second approve? Okay, Fran and Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. All right. So we have a consent agenda approved. Special events request is next on the agenda. We have, do we have anybody here from Paws and More to talk about their car stuff? Okay. Yeah. Hello.
So I applied to have the Paws and More Central Park car show again on August 20th. Did you make sure that the same format as we did last year? The biggest fundraiser of the year for Paws and More, and we really appreciate your cooperation.
Wonderful. Anybody have any questions? Okay.
Motion to approve the Paws and More annual car show for August 20, 2023.
Thank you, Ivan. And second from Ivan. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Same time. All right. You've got it. Thank you. The next item is Mama Llama's Barn first Easter egg hunt. We have anybody here from Mama Llama? Sally?
This doesn't need to have any council action as the majority of the event or all of the event is taking place on the city, school property, not city property.
All right.
So, for your information, the event is happening, but maybe not need to take action.
Great. To all of you with children and grandchildren, be sure to attend. Looks like fun. Okay, and thanks to them for bringing that to our attention. Then next is special presentations. And the police department, Chief Lester, is going to go through the annual report with us.
Good evening. Thank you. I wasn't planning for such a large crowd. This is our 2022 annual report. You've got a copy of the whole document in front of you there at your seats. I'll run through some slides here quick that basically, let me try to minimize the screen that I had. That will just be a review of our statistics and what we did and what we accomplished in 2022. That screen kind of I believe says it all. Our officers are active. They're engaged in the community. We got several of them here tonight. This was all of our 2022 activity, and a lot of that is explained in this document. I won't take a lot of time talking about that, but we're involved in the schools, we're involved in the community events, and you know, your police officers do a great job in working with the public and being involved. Some comparisons here for 2021 and 2022, probably can't see it as good on the slides. We were pretty close for reportable incidents, 669 this year, 676 last year. Our calls for service were pretty close as well. Is that your screen that's blocking the? Okay. So we, you know, we stayed pretty steady compared to 2022 and 2021. You see, we had an increase in our animal calls. We had an increase in our arrest warrants and search warrants. A lot of the search warrants were related to our shooting incidents. We had multiple search warrants. In fact, that number is probably a little skewed by all the number of search warrants that were done in that January shooting incident we had last year, and probably didn't get counted into that number. Motor vehicle accidents in 2022, we had a total of 227. 87 of those were state reports. That means there were 87 accidents that had either a personal injury or property damage that was more than $1,500. You know, a lot of our accidents are the, you know, minimal damage in parking lots and things like that. So we had 87 reportable, we'd see 71 that were property damage. Only 16 had some sort of injury, and 166 vehicles were involved in that, and total property damage was $509,000 was the estimated total property damage of those 87 accidents. Some more offenses that we had in 2022. You see our arrest warrant served was the highlight there, 128. Assaults were up, and you'll see that on another slide, 96 assault offenses. Just a note there, we had two weapons laws violations. Both of those were shootings. We had a shooting in January, you'll remember, and we had one in May as well. And I just kind of wanted to highlight that, well, that's not, you know, the crime that we like to see. The officer did a great job, and both of those incidents were investigated and arrests were made in both of those rather quickly. So again, it's a, you know, kudos to our department and the action that they take on that. Our UCR crime reporting, we're required by the state and federal to report all offenses that are reported to us. And you can see we had 694 offenses that were reported to the state in 2022. That's up from 676 last year. 176 property crimes, and just 25 violent crimes. And the violent crimes are defined there as, you know, murder, forcible rape, robbery, aggravated assault. So our violent crimes are down, which is has been steady for the last few years. Crimes against persons. Again, like I indicated, our assaults were up in 2022. Other things stayed pretty normal. We were down in domestic assaults and sexual assaults. Our no contact order violation stayed pretty consistent to last year. Property crimes, criminal mischiefs, 94, that's the vandalisms that we see in the parks. Our thefts, you can see we were up in 2020, probably related to COVID there, but we stayed at 112 this year, equal to last year. Our burglaries were at 30, so a little more than we had last year as far as burglary goes. And our motor vehicle burglaries were down from last year. Remember, last year we had several strains of six or seven in several nights in a row. So that was down, and I think again that's a credit to the officers. They're out patrolling, they're out seeing, they're out you know, trying to prevent those things from happening. Our reportable incidents by month kind of explains what the what each month of the year looks like. You know, September has always, it's been a busy month. I believe it was our highest last year as well. The fall right after school gets started. I haven't been able to put my finger on what causes our low numbers in July, but we're glad to have that. It's nice, you know, it's nice to not have a lot of things going on, but that's that. And day of week may be a little surprising to some. Wednesdays highlight the day of the week that we have our reportable incidents. One always thinks the weekends are probably the busiest, but actually Saturday is the 71 is the lowest number that we have. So it's not always the weekends that are causing issues for us. That's rather fast. It's, you know, the information is there in your packet. I'll email you out a digital copy as well, because our copy machine, it wasn't the greatest on some of those photos. So I apologize for that. I do want to mention that we did maintain our compliance with the FBI UCR. We're required to submit each month and have a 4% or less error rate. And while it was a struggle the first few years of that new system, we all got through it, and their reports now are going through without much problem. We've met that all of 2022, and so far 2023, where all of our reports are being submitted less than that 4% error rate the state requires. So that's a good thing there. And I guess the biggest part of tonight is honoring our Officer of the Year. And you can't read it up there. Seth Adam is our 2022 Officer of the Year. He's been with the Washington Police Department since September of 2010, graduated from the Law Enforcement Academy in December of 2010. While at the Academy, he was awarded the John P. Scarf Award for Best Fireman's Marksmanship for the 236th Basic Academy. I went to the 115th set. I had 2 years. He always demonstrates professionalism. I won't read all of this to you, but he's our Officer of the Year because of his professionalism. He's outgoing, and when we need somebody to step up and work and fill a shift or do whatever needs to be done, Seth is the one that we can count on to do that. So he's our 2022 Officer of the Year. Thank you.
It gives me great pleasure to give this award to Seth. And I'll read what it says on the certificate. In recognition and appreciation of your outstanding service to the citizens of Washington in 2022, your consistent demonstration of compassion, teamwork, and excellence in police work exemplifies the professionalism of the Washington Police Department. Congratulations. Me over on this, or in the, well, I could be in the middle. You're the guest of honor. Well, here.
There we go.
Here we go.
I don't know. One more. I need someone blank, please.
Oh, probably.
All right. Thanks.
Hold on. Let's get one more. Yes. Can I get the officers that are here to come on up?
All
right, sweet.
Lincoln.
I know.
Billy, don't blink.
Easy peasy.
Oh, done.
Okay. Let's get one with the boys.
Family?
Yep.
This.
Yeah. That's much better. All right, smile right here, boys.
All right.
Next on the agenda is the presentation of the fiscal year 22 audit and acceptance. Is there someone online? Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Faith? Perfect. Yes, I'm Faith Hendricks, and I'm the in charge of the City of Audit. I'll be going through the Blue Spiral reports to start with, and then I'll have Chris go over the compliance reports. I'm going to start on page 2. This is the independent auditor's report. It looks a little different compared to last year, but the main items it states, it starts with our standard wording for unmodified opinions, meaning financial statements are fairly stated using cash basis of accounting, which is the opinions you are looking for. Then on page 3, it continues with stating that these are your financial statements and management is responsible for the preparation and fair presentation of these financial statements. And our objectives are to obtain reasonable assurance about whether the financial statements as a whole are free from material misstatements and to issue an auditor's report that includes our opinions. After that, if you turn past the next 6 or 7 pages to page 6 of the report, there are 3 sets of financial statements required, all are cash basis. This first one on page 6 includes all funds of the city. It starts with disbursements of $14,653,000, then reports receipts for specific programs and slash services provided of $5,837,000 for charges for services, $1,270,000 for operating grants and contributions, the largest being your road use tax funds of $1,014,000. And then it continues on with capital grants and contributions of $1,733,000. The majority of this represents approximately $818,000 from the Iowa DOT swap grant and $845,000 from your Riverboat Foundation contributions. The last column on this report shows a negative $5,811,000. This represents disbursements of the city that are not covered by program specific receipts, but then it continues to apply general receipts totaling $8,301,000 to pay for the remaining disbursements. The general receipts mainly include property taxes, TIF and loss revenues, and also new this year, the Free Public Library Foundation received approximately $1,637,000 donation to show an overall increase to cash of $2,490,000 with an ending cash balance of $8,569,000. Okay. The second required financial statement is on page 8. This statement reports governmental funds by major funds. Governmental funds account for services predominantly paid with tax receipts. In the total column on the right, it reports total receipts equal to $12,371,000, an increase of approximately $2.8 million from prior year, with receiving the Library Foundation donation, the Iowa DOT swap grants, Riverboat Foundation contribution, and then also the American Rescue Plan Act revenue. Next, this report shows total disbursements equaling $9,827,000. And with the net of transfers and sale of assets below that, the governmental funds cash increased $2,609,000 to total an overall ending cash balance of $7,250,000. Overall, cash balances of the city are in good position with the $7.2 million. I'll next have you switch to page 11. This is the third required financial statement, and this report shows activity of proprietary funds. Proprietary funds account for services paid by users of those services and operates more like a business. This report shows total operating receipts of $4,761,000 and total operating disbursements of $3,176,000 to show an excess of $1,585,000 on operations. Next are the non-operating receipts and disbursements of $1,719,000 and transfers of $59,000 to show an overall decrease of $193,000 in cash. Proprietary funds need to have positive changes in fund balances for user charges slash utility rates to have funds available to pay debt and any other, et cetera, disbursements. Proprietary funds can issue debt, but they can't levy tax to pay for services. But the overall remaining cash balance of $782,000 still keeps the city in a good cash position for their proprietary funds. Otherwise, the following pages are the footnotes and supplemental schedules. I won't be going into them in depth. There weren't a lot of changes from last year, but overall the audit went really well for us. Kelsey is always prepared for us, and we only had to propose three adjusting journal entries as part of the audit. So yeah, if there are no questions, I'll hand it over to Chris to talk about the report on compliance.
Okay.
So if you would turn to back to page 47, toward the very end of the report, are the findings that are related to the audit. On page 47, the left-hand side is the portion of the comments related to internal controls. As part of doing the audit, we review the city's internal controls, not to give an opinion on them, but to help us determine what auditing procedures are considered necessary. As part of our review of your controls, we did identify that there's a significant deficiency in your controls, and that's related to the segregation of duties. This is a reminder to you. It's been in previous reports. And it basically just says that there aren't enough people to adequately segregate all the accounting and financial reporting functions that go on within the city. Be aware of this. As a city council, you're part of the internal controls to ask questions when you get financial information and be aware of what's going on. That doesn't mean that the city doesn't have controls in place. It has many very good controls. It's just the overall segregation of duties, a reminder is that what we have in the report. Starting on page 48 through 50 are the statutory reporting compliance items that the state auditor's office requests that we review and include in the report. Of the 12 items, there's just one finding during the year, and that's item A regarding the certified budget. During the year, the disbursements in two of the functions, public safety and general government, exceeded the amounts budgeted. The recommendation is that the budget needs to be amended prior to the disbursements being allowed to exceed the budget. Something to review and monitor in the future. The remaining ones on page 48 are all positive. Item D has a lot more detail, but basically says that you were in compliance with those related party business transactions. On page 50, items E through K are all positive items. And on page 50, item L related to economic development, you participate in the Washington Economic Development Group and contribute funds there. This year is also for disclosure, continue to document that it meets public purpose and have reported back to you how those dollars are spent so you can ensure that those public funds are spent appropriately. Otherwise, there were no other issues that were deemed necessary to be written in the report.
Okay. Very good. So we need to approve the audit. Is that
accept the audit?
Accept the audit. Is that a roll call?
Voice vote.
Okay. Would anyone like to make that motion?
Your motion.
Okay, Elaine. And second by Bethany. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Okay, annual tree committee reports. I think I saw Marty here. Hi, Marty.
Nobody seems to be using this.
Oh, that's, yeah, go ahead, fine. We'd like you to use it.
I don't know.
Green light. There's a little button at the bottom.
Green light on. The green light's on. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I hate to have my back then, buddy. So, hello, everybody. I'm Marty McConnell. I'm the chair of the Washington Tree Committee. The past 32 years or so, our tree committee has planted or given away probably 14,000 trees. It's hard to believe we've been around 32 years and that we've beautified Washington and helped the environment with that many trees. 2022 was the coming back from COVID. It was very exciting for us to return our giveaway downtown to the square. I know some people probably prefer to drag their car up and pick it up, but we loved being in the square and having an opportunity to educate people a little bit about the trees that they were taking and how to plant them. We were also Tree City USA for our 32nd year. And as part of Tree City USA, one of the requirements is that we make this annual report. So that's why we're here. Last year, we supported the Summer Classic again with our 100 Burr Oak sapling giveaway, as well as our giveaway downtown in the square of trees. We had a spring trees forever planting, trees at City Hall, and some WCDC supported living homes. We completed the final two phases at the Kiwash Trail Willow Pond area. We planted 20 trees in the spring with the FFA students, and that was our Arbor Day celebration. And in the fall, we planted 15 trees. This was exciting because it was a joint project with the County Conservation Board, and that was fun to work with them, and they were, it was just a great project to work with them. They were easy to work with. Just as a little reminder, we received no funding from the city and depend on the generosity of local donors and grants, primarily from the Washington Iowa Betterment Foundation and from Trees Forever to purchase our trees or mulch or whatever. Additionally, we have many wonderful volunteers that have given thousands of hours helping our committee in addition to our committee hours. And it's very affirming to know that people in Washington care through their donations of time or their money to see that Washington grows and plants more trees. We know that the city appreciates us, or we feel they do, and we certainly appreciate the city. While we get no funding from them, we're very gracious, or hope that we're very gracious about appreciating the clerical help we get. And Kelsey, who takes care of our money, is wonderful. And I think she should get a hand for doing so well in the audit, don't you think? No kidding. Imagine. Most of us just balance a check, right? Anyway, the city, with their clerical help, equipment occasionally, delivering mulch when we need it, letters of recommendation, and whatever we ask, they're very gracious about helping, so we're grateful. I'd like to share that our current members are Rob Bennett, Andy Dahl, who's here, Charles Hubbardson has conflict, John Marshall, thank you, Byron Singh Bile, thought it was last night, so it's conflict tonight, and Rick Wagenknecht. Thank you, Rick. I'm sad to report that two committee members have moved out of town. They were Victoria Hansen and Aaron Wolf, but we are very grateful for their service in the past. And on the positive side, we have two new members, Elaine Jennings and Clyde Pierce. Thank you, Clyde. Both have a real interest in trees, and they've already been helping. Elaine has been involved with kind of a special project, and Clyde took care of the donation request letters, stuffing and taping things up and whatever. So we welcome Ben, and we appreciate their enthusiasm for everything we do. Thank you for this opportunity to tell you about 2022. Rest assured, we have some pretty exciting things planned for 2023. One is a bright neck. A spring tree planting out of the wellness park. And that will take place, if all goes as planned, after our giveaway, which is May 13th. So you want to put that on your calendar downtown. We start at 8 o'clock, and we started at 8 o'clock promptly. And usually by 8:20, we've given away 120 trees or whatever. So anyway, thank you very much. Andy Dahl is now going to make a brief presentation about our supporter of the year. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marty. Hi, Andy.
Evening, everyone. Good to see you again. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the one constant in the last 30 years, besides the Marty and Andy show, it's Trees Forever. Mm. They have provided so much guidance, design, financial education, and I'm going to read off some of the projects that we've done here since 1993, and none of this would have been possible without Trees Forever. So we've had 46 total projects awarded in that time in 30 years, three Iowa Living Roadway projects, one visioning project, one Iowa Living Roadway Trails project, 41 planting projects in conjunction with Alliant Energy as well, $125,902.84, I don't know you want the cents probably, in grant funding to Washington. And we've matched that with $184,592.53 local match. That means 4,875 trees have been planted, 4,789 volunteers, totaling 19,098 volunteer hours in that time. So as you can see, we've got a lot done in that 30 years. How are we going to keep that up for the next 30?
I'm getting old.
Well, anyway, we'd like to recognize Trees Forever for that. None of this would have been done without their help, and we look forward to years to come of this relationship, this partnership, and I thank you for that. I'd like to introduce Peter Lundgren, the new Southeast representative, field representative from Preach Forever, who's sending us a plaque for our appreciation. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, can you get you out there?
Oh, yay. Okay. Rick and John and Clyde and Elaine and different people.
Thank you very much. Oh, I think they're going out there.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank the Lord.
Next on the agenda is a mayoral appointment. This is for our Great Places Committee. We had a vacancy, and Jackie Areola, a local businesswoman and leader, has consented to accept this position. So we need to appoint her. And would anyone like to make that?
Make that motion.
Okay. Second. And second from Elaine. All right. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. Very good. Next, we have the Escucha Mi Voz program proposal. Is there someone here that is going to present this or speak for on behalf of the group? Feel free to give us your name and where you're from, if you would.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Feliz Tlatenchi de Amigón.
Good afternoon, my name is Felix Tlatenchi de Amigón.
Y estamos aquí para apoyarnos todos juntos y saber que la comunidad, cómo quedamos nosotros después de la pandemia. Principalmente yo soy una de esas personas.
So we're all here to support each other and to ask for some assistance from how our community was left after the pandemic. I was one of these people that was primarily affected.
Buenas tardes, mi nombre es Omar Flores. Soy delegado de estar ante la autoridad de la ciudad y básicamente estoy tratando de apoyar una propuesta. Como familia, debido a estamos muy afectados por la pandemia.
My name is Oscar Flores. I'm also here to support this proposal, especially on behalf of Washington families that have been most affected.
Como mencioné antes, yo trabajé en Tyson por 23 años. Fui contagiada de COVID-19. No quedé en buenas condiciones, tuve que dejar el trabajo y sigo luchando por mí.
A little bit about my experience. I worked at the Tyson plant for 23 years. I contracted COVID early on in the pandemic. It hasn't been easy.
Me uní a este grupo porque quiero compartir mi historia y quiero que nos apoyen a toda la comunidad de Washington.
I joined this group with Escucha Mi Voz to lift up our voice and to be able to get some more support for the entire community of Washington.
Y estamos también todos este grupo aquí reunidos para poder que nos ayuden a todos los que de esta comunidad, ya sea con un apoyo para nuestras, porque es muy duro seguir hacia adelante sin trabajo, pagando los biles. En este tiempo están todo muy caro, la comida y especialmente los biles en este invierno.
So we're here, this entire group, to show our support for a proposal that we've made to the city. It is hard for a lot of us to move forward, especially with paying for bills, paying for rent, paying for food.
Que sería un alivio mucho para nosotros como yo y muchas personas más que sabemos que sí, algunos perdieron la vida. Gracias a Dios, nosotros no. Por eso estamos todos aquí reunidos para hacerles saber y que nos puedan ayudar.
For this, we're here. Some of us, we're all united together. Some of us lost our lives to the pandemic. Thanks to God, you know, we are still here, but here to ask for some relief for our community.
Básicamente la propuesta que traemos es solicitamos a la autoridad de la ciudad de Washington que invierta $300,000 que provienen de los fondos de ARPA, que fueron como un programa de alivio para los servicios públicos.
So basically our proposal to the city is that $300,000 of the ARPA money that remains with the city of Washington be invested in a public service relief fund, a utility bill relief fund.
Específicamente sería para pago de hasta $500 en facturas de servicios públicos, hasta para apoyar hasta 600 familias de la comunidad.
So this money would be used for payments of up to $500 towards a recent utility bill for 600 families in Washington.
Ya existe un antecedente sobre esta ayuda en la ciudad de West Liberty, y básicamente los requisitos que se solicitarían serían los mismos que se solicitaron en ese lugar. Factura reciente de servicios públicos a nombre de personas que pagan la factura con domicilio en Washington, identificación que coincide con el nombre de la factura y una autocertificación firmada que verifica un ingreso anual menos de $35,000.
So there is a precedent for this program that was passed in West Liberty recently, and the eligibility requirements would be the same as what was done in West Liberty. That would be a recent bill, a utility bill, in name of the person making the application and with a Washington address, and a form of identification that has the same name as the utility bill, and an auto certification, a self-certification form, verifying that the person applying for this relief has an annual income of less than $75,000. I believe in your packet you have a copy of your letter outlining the proposal a little bit more thoroughly, as well as the forms that West Liberty used to see how they manage that program. I have an updated letter that includes the signatures of all the community members that support the program, so I'll send that down to you. And at this point, we'd like to turn it over for questions. Entonces vamos a ver si ellos tienen alguna pregunta para nosotros.
Does anyone have any questions?
Okay. Well, I have a question. So this would help anybody in the community that meets those requirements?
Entonces, la pregunta es, ¿este programa ayudaría a cualquier persona en la comunidad que cabe con los requerimientos?
Yes, this would be open to anyone that makes these requirements.
You mentioned a household income of, I forget what the figure you just said, but it's different than the than on this West Liberty standpoint.
Mm-hmm. Entonces, hay como dos niveles de ingreso. Hay eso que te dice 75,000 y otro que aparece en West Liberty. ¿Qué piensan ustedes que serían 75 o que serían?
Si tuviéramos el rango de 75,000.
75,000 was an estimate range kind of that we had given. West Liberty, I think, took some of the information from the federal property guidelines, but we leave it up to the city of Washington to decide what would be appropriate and not appropriate.
Okay. Anybody else have any other questions?
You're estimating there are 600 families in Washington
city. 600 that would benefit from the particular program. We interviewed and did a different round of pandemic relief for about 274 Washington residents, and those were just people that worked in a very specific sector. So we estimated there would be many more that could benefit from the program.
Okay.
Okay. I have a question. Would either of the speakers mind sharing a personal story of how this amount of money would benefit their life?
Entonces, si ustedes podrían compartir un poquito más de cómo un programa así ayudaría a ustedes y a su familia.
Puedo compartir mi experiencia personal como familia. Básicamente, mi experiencia en la pandemia fue que me enfermé mucho. Mi esposa estuvo en situación complicada. Y eso nos obligó a que, aunque teníamos algún ingreso del Estado o como beneficio por parte del trabajo, que podría ser como un tercio de nuestro salario.
I can share my specific experience, which is that during the pandemic, both my wife and I got sick at the same time. And so there was a month where we were working off of about a third of our weekly income.
No podíamos cubrir nuestras necesidades y tuvimos que usar nuestro fondo de retiro y eso nos ayudó a salir del problema. Pero hemos visto que la inflación ha venido siempre agravándose.
There was a time during that period where we couldn't pay our bills, so we had to spend our retirement savings to get out of that particular period. And we see now, even though healed from COVID, the situation kind of keeps getting pushed out because of the rising costs.
En tal sentido, pienso que una ayuda con mi mínima capacidad que puede parecer poco, $500, puede ser de mucha ayuda para mucha familia.
So we think that even though $500 is not a lot of money, it could really make a difference for a lot of families that are struggling to make ends meet right now.
Sí, a mí me ayudaría cubriendo mis miles de hospitales porque tengo la por medio de mi esposo la aseguranza, pero no cubre todo y tengo que ver especialista porque aparecí con una enfermedad en el pulmón.
For me, it would help me cover my hospital bills because I have some insurance coverage through my husband right now, but after getting sick, I had complications in my lungs, so I still have medical bills that I need to pay.
Hello, everyone. I'm the first speaker, so sorry for. I think this little help we're helping to the city of Washington will be. Improving our life, because you know that the inflation prices are raising and our wages are not raising at the same way. So sometimes as an hourly worker for Tyson, I'm coming straight for the rent and I have to go back straight after him. And sometimes we gotta wait maybe a year or 2 years to have wage increase. But we have prices increasing every day. When we go to Washington to Walmart now, the price, because of the inflation, the price will go up, but our wages are not going up the same way. So we have to take advantage. We have the utility bills. Like last month, I paid like $300 for only for gas and electricity. $300 is something like 45% of my wage. So only for, let's say, gas and electricity, I have water, sewer, and many other things. So 500 is something, but trust me, it's not everything to help everybody, but it can be many things. That's why we say yes. I mean, now the city of Washington can be something according to that. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more questions from the council? Let's move into the public comment, then part of the program here. And public comment is, we allow 3 minutes per person. And please, I know there are many people here that want to speak to this issue. Please try to give us new information we appreciate what you're going through and we want to hear you, but we don't want to hear the same things over and over again. If you have some new information or new perspective, we would like to hear it. So Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Entonces, para los que van a dar comentario público, es importante que cada persona que quiere hablar añade algo nuevo a la conversación para que ellos tienen más información de cómo es la experiencia. No toda la misma historia, pero algo nuevo, algo así.
Okay. And I have a list here. I'll call your name. And if you would come to the podium and tell us your name and where you live, and then you can have 3 minutes to speak. So first on the list is Clyde Pierce.
Mayor Pro Tem.
Yes, I'm sorry.
I have a clarifying question. After this group came the last time, Jaron agreed to give them some extra time for translation.
Do you remember what that was set at?
I think it was one extra minute.
Okay.
So from 3 to 4.
I guess I'm looking at the clock, but I guess we could, if they need the time for translation, we can give them 4 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. So first on the list is Clyde Pierce.
I think he went out for the picture.
Yeah.
Okay. That was a gentleman on the tree committee. Okay. Eduardo Hernandez, is that okay?
Yeah, my name is Eduardo Hernandez. I've been here in Washington. I live on 13th Street. I'm here to talk a little bit about this program that is available. And then we would like to take the opportunity to the city of Washington to hear us. Most of these people we are essential workers. Working for the farms around here and meat processing plant. So we'd like to take this opportunity to hear us about these necessities that we have. At the time of this COVID, some of these jobs, like the farmers, they were stopped like this COVID, and then they have to send people home. And back then, people were working only like 2-3 days. So that got people behind on their utility payments. And then, I know you don't want to hear the same thing over and over, but the inflation started coming from, after COVID. So we would like to have a positive hearing from you guys to help all these people. I know it's not that much, but it will help to get a little bit that we got behind on that debt. So, we have to find ways to get along with the families and get more support from them. And then sometimes that support was mine. So I give you a thank you for listening to us. And,
Thank you. Next is Oscar Flores. Oscar already speaks.
He commented what he was going to say.
Okay, thank you, Oscar. Felix Amagon.
Okay, she also.
Okay, thank you. Jose Ramon something.
Hi, my name is Jose Ramon Ortega. I'm a resident here in Washington. Son 10 años. Y yo solamente quiero comentar, tal vez como dicen, no tienen algo repetitivo, pero es algo que se tiene que decir.
As I know, you don't want anything repetitive, but I have to say.
Durante la pandemia, yo tuve un hijo que estuvo en el hospital por una semana.
During the pandemic, I had to be in the hospital for a week. My son had to be at the hospital for a week.
Pues hasta la fecha,
so up to now, we're still paying bills.
Yo tengo aseguranza, pero no es suficiente.
I have insurance, but it isn't enough to cover.
En ese caso, pues yo me encargo también de salir a la cita del instituto porque con mi esposa no tiene tiempo, entonces va merma mi ingreso para mí.
So I'm in charge of taking my son to his hospital appointments, and that lowers my income because I'm not paid for that time.
Pues lo que estamos pidiendo es ayuda económica. No tienen poder, tienen muchos meses, a lo mejor mucho, pero para nosotros significa bastante.
What we're asking for with this payment of $500, even though it's not a lot, it does help a lot of families, a good amount.
Más ahorita como está la situación, pues yo trabajo por los 5 días, pero yo tengo que salir, pues
Todo eso nos afecta, pesa bastante porque todos tenemos familia y todos tenemos puercos a veces en la semana.
So I work 5 days a week, but even with that, there are times when we can't make ends meet, and a lot of families are in the same situation.
Y pues se les agradecería bastante que tomaran en cuenta pues los puntos de vista de cada persona que estamos aquí y que estamos representando a la mayoría pues, de la gente que están fuera que no pudieron venir.
Thanks very much for listening to us and for listening to the point of view of the majority of these people that are here to support this
event.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you. And then Celestino.
Sí, hola. Mi nombre es Celestino. Yo soy residente de aquí.
My name is Celestino. I'm a resident here in Washington.
Pues yo más que comentado y pues yo me pegó también un poquito COVID.
I also came down with COVID during the pandemic.
Descansé dos días, pero pues sí no me pagaron el trabajo.
The days that I missed, they didn't pay me at all for my work.
Y pues aquí estamos aquí para luchar, para apoyar a la gente, y porque aunque algo se abriera, pues hay que entender, pues, algo para que la gente también se abriera, pues, con sus bingues, pues, muy caro también, pues.
The fight for this particular help and for a lot of the bills that many people are struggling to pay right now.
Sí, yo también me atrasé de bingues un poco, pero gracias a Dios, pues,
I've also fallen behind on my bills. I paid a little bit that I can as I go.
Thank you. And Stephanie Sumaro?
Anything you want to add?
I've been living in Washington for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. We will.
Is there a step that we should take to make sure that it appears on a future agenda?
What would that step be?
It would have to be two council members would have to bring it to the mayor's attention to bring it back to the council in a whatever format they want to, if they want to bring it back, whatever format that would be.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you all for being here. Wonderful to see this room filled. Well,
now everybody's gone.
Yeah, everybody leaves. Don't they want to stay for more business? More fun? Okay. All right. Okay. Okay, well, let's go on with our business. Next are claims for March 21st.
Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
One more person in the audience.
Oh, okay. You didn't get on my list, Bill. Come on up here, Bill. Sorry, I should have asked for more comments.
Bill Monroe, 124 West 3rd Street for the moment. I'm about to leave and move to Ames. And after what I say, you may wish I'd already left. I don't really have a dog in this hunt, in this discussion you just had. I know some of you already have an idea of how those funds should be spent, and that's okay by me. But listening to all that just happened, I was really moved by those folks. I don't know them at all. I don't know any of them, but I think I would guess that all of them are, none of them are as well off as any of us. And, they are, I thought they were very well-behaved, they were very patient with you all. I thought they were very well spoken. And I can't believe they were treated like they were. In the past, and when Mayor Rosine was here, when there was a group like that that came in and was on the agenda, and it was obvious that elderly people were lined up on the wall to talk. They weren't forced to step through an audit report and other agenda items until it was time for them to say their piece. And I realized there were things that needed to be done, and I know you have control over the agenda. But it seems to me that it would have been better to move this discussion far forward in the agenda. Let them say their piece. There wasn't even room for them to sit here. Be more courteous to them. Let them do their thing. It wouldn't have saved a minute of your time tonight. It's going to take just as long as it would have had you shown the courtesy. They certainly showed you the courtesy. They were very patient. They weren't out. They didn't do anything disruptive at all. If I had been in their number, I think I would have been much less behaved. And that's all I have to say. Hopefully in the future, when there's a group like that, that you can't even accommodate with a chair, and they have elderly people who have to stand to wait their turn in line to talk, you can accommodate them better than you did tonight. Thank you.
Okay, let's move on to claims. Anyone have any questions?
I did have one question before the end that I will talk about better. Under drug use, the claim, toxic cleaning systems, box bay material for city, that was a 55 gallon drum of the detergent used for the wash bay at the maintenance shop. And if there was one other thing in conjunction, but the biggest bulk of it was the 55 gallon drum with that. I did not ask any other questions on that, but would be happy to answer any now.
Okay. All right. Anyone like to make a motion?
Make a motion. We approve the claims from March 21st, 2023.
Thank you very much. Second by Elaine. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. And on to the financial report for February.
Okay. The total treasury cash and investments have increased from the end of January by $3,494. That gives us a February month end balance of $10,369,712. After 8 months of operations, we're ahead of budget for revenue and only the sanitation fund at this point by $55,204, and that's due to our charges for services and merchant bank sales. That puts us under budget for the general fund by $206,776 due to our lack of property tax revenue, which we will receive the bulk of in April. But it'll be two more reports until you hear about that. The airport fund by $5,262 due to the hangar rent. The road use fund by $28,664 due to transfers. The water fund by $31,548 due to charges for services. And lastly, the sewer fund by $150,478 due to charges for services and transfers. After 8 months of operations, our expenses are behind budget for all of the following funds, with the exception of sanitation. In the general fund, we are over budget for the general insurance, repairs, vehicle operations, utilities, payments to outside entities, and staff development. The airport fund, we're over budget for general insurance, fuel, telecommunications, and other contractual services. The road use fund for street maintenance, steel coat program, vehicle operations, and mechanic supplies, the water plant for general insurance, utilities, building maintenance, meters, postage, credit card fees, and debt servicing, the sewer plant for general insurance, utilities, the tractor purchase, vehicle operations, the biosolids application and tech services, the sewer collection for water utilities and heavy equipment, and lastly, sanitation for other contractual services and recycling. Any questions relating to financials?
Any questions? All right. Do we make a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve our financials.
I'll second it.
Second by Ivan. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same side. Okay. On to new business. First one is the resolution approving a light upgrade at West Main and Highway 192. And this was a request from the owner of the motel. Okay. Any other information we need to know about this? This is something that the Alliant pays for? No?
We get the monthly light, right?
Okay. And discussion on this item?
I guess if it makes it safer, it's a good deal.
Okay.
Do we have a sense of how much it will cost? 7 minutes.
Very minor. I mean, it's for light, it's not that much.
Okay. I think I've heard the hotel manager mention this light. I don't know if it was on the Washington Live program or something, but anyway, if you think it'll make the business safer, get lower for money.
Okay.
That motion.
Sure. Translate that under motion.
Any other discussion?
No.
Okay. Yeah. Motion to approve the resolution for the lighting upgrade at West. Everyone.
Wait a second.
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 Oh,
give it to Isla. We'll give it to Isla. Okay. Sally, you want to call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindemann?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Young?
Yes. Okay. On to item number two, this is a resolution for the demolition permit application for 221 West 2nd, formerly the old jail, and the communications center.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution for the demolition permit application for 221 West 2nd Street, formerly known as the jail.
Okay, that was Bethany. Okay, Sally, could you call the roll?
Lindemann?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Tigers?
Yes.
Youngfoot?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Okay. Next is the
pool sand filter.
Resolution awarding a bid for the pool sand filter project. And I think we got an update of the costs here are the bids. Anyone have any questions about this?
Make motion we accept the bid for the sand filters for the pool project.
Okay. Want to put an amount in there?
$83,917.
Okay. All right.
We have our parks director here. That's the one you want?
Yes, I think both companies.
And that's going to fit with our system that we got?
Yes.
Okay. Want to make sure it was the right one.
Okay. Would be great.
I'll second that then. If you
okay,
that one,
second from Fran. Sally, you want to call that roll?
Can I ask for clarification as to whether that includes the option or not?
What's the option for?
Option for glass, open the ESS and put glass in there. There's some benefits to it, but we've gotten by with sand for 3 years. Sand's the old city.
So you say no option then?
I think for sake of money and
without the option.
The cost.
Do we amend that to say without the option?
You only said the 83,917. Right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
So
So it's without.
There you go. So no option.
So we got that clarified. Could we vote on that?
Thank you, Kevin.
Moore?
Yes.
Ringel?
Yes.
Steiger?
Yes.
Ernest?
Yes.
Lindemann?
Yes.
Youngquist?
Yes. Okay. On to number five. Number four, minor site plan for the furniture distributions warehouse at the business park.
No, that's down by Pizza Ranch.
No, that's number five. Number four. I said number five.
Oh, okay.
Number four is the West Buchanan. This is
you
should pop it out of order. Okay. All righty. So we have it. It's correct.
Yeah.
So this is for the in the business park, and this is furniture distributors, and this is came from the planning and zoning with their approval.
Motion to approve the minor site plan for furniture distributors warehouse at 930 West Buchanan.
All right. Thank you, Isla. And who was the second?
Second.
Elaine, thank you. And Sally, we could call that roll.
We can do no resolution on this one. Okay.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Okay. And next, this one is the
next one by Pizza Ranch.
Yes. This is behind the Pizza Ranch.
My bad.
One. And this is also just a. It's not, yeah.
Simple motion.
So.
Is someone here to talk about that?
I don't think so.
I was at the P&Z meeting. Was going to be the fireworks place.
Yeah.
But they had issues with the fire chief. So he's going to end up selling fireworks out of the tent like he had been and he's going to build the building, but use it as a warehouse to sell things like on eBay. So he won't be selling fireworks out of there.
But there will there be a tent nearby?
What's that?
Will his tent be on that same property?
He's going to build a building.
Right, but will he put his tent up
and
there?
Then he's going to sell, when it comes fireworks time, he's going to put out tents like he did before.
Okay.
On this site.
In the building, it's going to be like a warehouse, and he's going to do e-commerce out of there.
So no storage of fireworks in that building?
No.
You would never
need the fireplace for that.
No, that's not going to happen.
Okay.
You would never meet the fire code for storing it in there because the blast, you have to
have a blast zone.
Yeah.
Talked to fire chief, changed his mind. So now I'm going to do the e-commerce out of it.
Okay. That kind of.
Thank you, Mr. Monroe.
But he's still going to pitch a tent and sell fireworks during them.
Which you can't do anything about.
Rather help, right?
So how would we know if he is storing fireworks in there? Well, I guess it's just like any other zoning thing. Yeah. You don't know what they're, you know, you're only going to tell them what they're supposed to be putting in there. If he's storing fireworks in there, he'll get a municipal infraction violation.
Well,
for
no.
Fire chief, yes, dad is the head of P&Z.
Yeah, so the fire chief
that's true.
But he can, as under the state code, we can't do anything about the tent or selling outside or anything like that.
Yeah, no.
Are there certain dates that fireworks can be sold outside? Do you remember what they are?
They're like middle of June to like July 5th or something like that. Mm-hmm. And they're, yeah. So,
okay.
So basically, you have no control over any of that stuff anymore.
No.
All state. Yeah.
Not a good company.
Okay. So, yeah, they can put the tent up, you know.
But we may never know if he is storing.
In theory, if he was caught doing that, you would get a violation. But like you said, anybody else who could, you know, you could have somebody storing stuff in your garage.
And we would never know.
Yeah.
All right. So do we want to move on with this one?
I'm just disappointed that there's going to be a honking big building right there in an area which is getting some more retail activity. A big building is not exactly pretty, you know,
like a warehouse.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I think the zoning allows it, so not much you can do.
Yeah.
So, what's your pleasure?
I make a motion to approve the minor site plan for the Wally subdivision, fourth edition, on the west side of Pizza Ranch.
Thank you, Fran. Anybody want to second that?
Okay,
thank you. Bethany, thank you. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign.
Aye.
All right. I'm shocked.
You don't want it.
All right. Okay. Thank you, everybody. Let's go around and have department reports and then once around. Chief, you're on.
February activity report was in your packet.
Yep.
The typo didn't add 2 months together there and then. Apologize. We have made a hire for one of our open positions. Colton Schneider, currently a jailer at the sheriff's office. He'll start with us on Monday, April 3rd. And he will start the academy on May 1st. Has to go through the academy. We're going to continue to accept and review applications as they come in through mid-April, and you know, see if we can hopefully get a certified officer to apply, or we'll have to move forward with another round of training. I am told our new patrol unit should be in the end of the week, so that's good. If on wood, I don't have any mechanical issues to report with the Durango. Is this
good?
Did you go with another Durango or
no?
What did you go with?
A Ford. Okay. Yeah. Ford's a UW.
All right. Thank you very much.
We're just working on getting the closing for the Plaza Moore lot. So we got ordered the abstract, and we'll, as soon as that gets done, we'll get that closed up.
Okay, very good. Deanna.
My report was in the package. I didn't have anything else to report.
Okay. Well, let's start with Bethany this time. Bethany.
The only thing I have is right before the meeting, I was at the first meeting of the Southeast Iowa Venture Club. That's a new group that started meeting in Washington County and a couple of neighboring counties for small businesses and entrepreneurs to kind of bounce ideas off each other. So that's something you're interested in. I think it will be the third Tuesday of every month.
Oh,
I was at the first meeting. It was not really. It was more of a planning meeting. This was the first one with folks there talking about their ideas. So yeah, that was fun to be a part of. That's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Stephanie. Hila.
I toured Bill's apartment over there in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's really nice. If you want a really nice apartment.
Just going to say it.
He's leaving most of the stuff. You could walk right in and just be comfortable. Let's see. Things are moving over on NLW. It's actually pretty quiet. And housing went up on South 15. No complaints, really. From anybody. I don't think so.
Okay.
I had a couple of files for different things, but nothing I want to talk about now. So,
yeah. All right. Well, very good. Thanks, Isla. Ivan.
Me?
You're next. You're up.
I mean, even if that you have an observation or something, then just speak up. It's okay.
Sure.
Let's see. One question. You got my number updated, right? On the. Okay, because I haven't had any calls or complaints either.
You don't want it out.
Other than that, no. Just hope the weather keeps getting nicer.
Yes.
So I can start working.
Nice. You like?
Nothing. Pause and more. Just it's starting to get cat season again, so they will be very busy with kittens. They've taken in four groups of seven puppies, and we'll be taking in another group of puppies here in the next couple of days. So they've been very, very busy. And I'm not taking another one home. I did take it home.
Come on.
But they're always in need of fosters, and they're in need of fosters right now to help foster these puppies until we can get their forever homes. So if anybody is interested in being a foster,
sure, you're going to give it back after you've got it.
Well, it didn't work in our household. I'm just telling you, I'm a foster fail. It wasn't me, it was my husband. He said, we can't let her go. So, but if anybody is interested in being a foster, please contact Pause and More.
And I was pleased to see that they got a rather good-sized donation from Farina. I think, was it 20,000? So I'm hoping there are many other nonprofits, companies, individuals that come forward.
They're looking for grants. They're writing for grants, and hopefully it keeps moving forward.
All righty. Well, I had my first ever meeting at the Simcoe landfill last week. And that was very interesting, actually. The guy who runs it does a really good job. And he took me in his truck all the way around the piles of garbage and stuff. Explained how they smashed it all down. And yeah, so that was interesting. And tomorrow and Thursday, I'm going to a state tourism conference in Altoona. And then in April, April 10th, Deanna and I and some other people are going to go to the first annual meeting of the Great Places for Iowa. So that'll be interesting. So it's getting busy now that it's spring. Don't forget the spring cleanup. Fran, you can close us out.
Means I get to finish it up. I stepped into the NCAA officiating status last Wednesday. I got to do my first college baseball game. Actually did two of them the same day. One on the bases, one on behind the plate. It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed it. Found out they have that's my passion. And having fun with it. Other than that, the school has been quiet for a day.
All right.
And safe. And I make a motion, we adjourn this meeting.
All right, we have a second.
Second
from Elaine. All in the favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. We're adjourned. Thank you, everybody.
Any question? Every council at the same time.
Okay.
Is anyone of any interest in seeing the Saskatchewan Ghost item on the next agenda? More than you, if you say yes, I'd like.